and to the public we shall only provide a coherent selection with a clear frame of execution. And is it better to explode our conflicts and hope for a resolution, or to repress them and never resolve them? And how a small malfunction can hinder all our energies for a most genuine construction. And the fever of power hits all humans alike unless a burden weighs upon them. And the more we come closer, the more we understand the possibilities and how hard it is to overcome the excitement broadcasted by the social means of interaction. And the retrospection in the self is like a cool bath after an overheating immersion in the social euphoria. And we shall keep broad enough to suit all the strict mentalities of the people we confront us with. And rather than expanding our views by getting to know the world for real, we constrain them by getting to know it mediated. And we will anyway plan our existence based on the capacity our position can deliver. And we are to plan things from above rather than allowing its more natural emergence from below. And we will have to settle at last with the idea of being projected as identical units of predominating society. And for a society to work, any individual would have to drop his inclination to build an original identity. And democracy not only prevents what could be extremely harmful, but also any real goodness. And despite all the unnatural obstacles, we can still make it to our natural destination if we insist. And just touch base with an authentic nature, and all our accumulated perversions can vanish. And in an artificially dictated environment, an analysis is needed prior relying to our intuitive orientation. And in a journey that is meant to be spiritual, we would have to disentangle us from many a temptation. And it is only where our self can take us that we will be able to reach a place where to spiritually restore our spirit. And all our natural effort can be suddenly erased by an artificial interception, and thus is the process what remains to us. And as we try to go beyond an environment that has been artificially partitioned, we might at last fall back on our small partition. And we might be able to prevent our vices, but they are hard to repress once they set forth. And once the machine sets its destructive foot into nature, the human foot is unlikely to have an easy access into it. And by following our intuition alone, we will have to cross many artificial obstacles, some of which will totally block our way. And we shall train our virtues at any front, although society has only one open for us. And the most diminishing thing in our traversing is to have to make it back too soon. And in the total wilderness, it is the most minimum artificial intervention to be the safest harbor. And the most valuable opinion is that we should never root ourselves to any opinion, but nourish ourselves from different ones at different times. And we shall keep in mind how relative can be a judgment without the many perspectives that can articulate it. And we could encourage one thing as much as the opposite, yet the dilemma is whether to be wise or intuitive. And once our definition dissolves, any compromise will demotivate any radical action. And as for what we used to accomplish through the slow motion of slavery, we now have to rely to the drastic execution of technology. And while the social media provides a constant access to vice, the intimate media can provide fortification of our virtues. And while we are always euphoric to get distracted in the corrupting artificial, we are always reluctant to concentrate in the nourishing nature. And as long as we follow our natural pace, there will be always a site where to reach our elevation. And the meaning of something is maintained as long as this thing is utilized for its purpose. And the scientific trajectory may be only meaningful to view after it has been experienced for real. And while we are prompt to design a way to something, we often forget to design a way back from it. And what may be very revolutionary might be a very ordinary way that no one has ever insisted in pursuing. And as long as the conditions are good, we will always be amazed to find the terrain to explore in our very neighborhood. And pride from social recognition is what hinder many to mature their own path. And as the powerful media allows us to reveal all of ourselves, we become even more encrypted. And we can for once suspend our social role and set free into nature until our presence is again requested. We shall for once dare to break the boundaries we always feared to break, but yet always fearing nature. And we are never pleased to be captured in what is likely unfamiliar and potentially hostile. And the very artificial walls we erect creates the vacuums for a perfect natural deterioration. And we shall not indulge in anything we sense as macabre, but quickly, carefully make it through it. And to follow the natural way is our only way as long as it doesn't get interrupted, and then we'll have to give a chance to the artificial. And while in nature we have to keep on in order to survive, in the artificial we just have to wait and be idle. And a path beaten through time is always the wisest of our options. And in our intuitive going around, we are always to cross some truth worth to be remembered. And the appropriation of any form of luxury from someone is always the privation of necessary means to survive for the many. And properties are always an energy-consuming obstacle we constantly need to circumnavigate. And what we may reckon as most valuable is what we venture to do following our willing alone. And we are to navigate from a social maze onto another, yet is our determination that allows us to break through. We shall feed our willing of a variety of goals under the same existential umbrella. And the definition of our property should be a constant negotiation with the surrounding and not an imposition from above. And we shall push on manifesting whatever pushes us, even when this is most dull and meaningless. And any exploration of reality is worth to be accomplished as long as it is accomplishable. And we shall free ourselves from any schedule but the one that our feelings suggest.